BJ and Jamie.
Remember that Amber Alert we got?
A few days ago.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, fake. they found, oh, okay.
Fake.
Oh, well, because they had updated and said the person had been found.
Yeah, the person was the guy who called it in. It was fake.
Oh.
There was no kid ever in the car.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He got his vehicle stolen, and he told them there was a kid in there, so they would put priority on finding his vehicle.
Because it's been stolen before, and I guess the first time they stole it, they just didn't have any sense of urgency.
Yeah. Think about that
I've
for a minute.
I've never heard of anybody doing that in my
that
life. I mean, I've heard of people pulling the fire alarm so they get out of school, but this is jacked
Yeah.
When I heard this yesterday,
oh, my God.
I had the same reaction you did. I'm like, I literally got out of my recliner, which...
which that takes a lot.
I paced around the room going, who in the world would do something like this that claimed that there's a kid in the car that is in peril, life-threatening, to tell the cops, just so you can get your beloved vehicle back?
So he even used, like, the pictures he used were from a couple years ago.
Who was the kid?
His cousin?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Here's the story.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
It's crazy.
It is shocking. Yeah.
When I came in this morning, I said, Spadillo, you got to find this story for me, because if this is true, we all got it. Remember? On Wednesday night, our alarms went off. What time was it? Like 10?
I think it was like 9 or 10.
Yeah, it was
10.
9.
I was at the Avs game.
Yeah,
because
it was at 9.
I shared it. And then I thought, oh, great. I'm sharing something at 10:30. BJ's going to be like, were you still up at 10:30?
Dad's going to be mad.
You get to bed, girl. I don't care if they find that kid or not.
Right?
You get to bed. No, I would not do that. I love children.
I love children.
But what a schmuck.
Oh, my God.
I never
this
heard
is the
of
lowest
they
of the low.
This guy under the gym. Here's the story.
Okay. Daniel Reyes reported his truck missing last night. Police say he came up with an elaborate story saying his 13-year-old niece was visiting from California and was in the truck when it was stolen. He reported that to police. They issued an Amber Alert until a family called the cops saying the girl in the photo was not that man's niece and was, in fact, at home sleeping. Reyes admitted to police he made it up because when his truck had been stolen or broken into in the past, the police would take too long to respond or would tell him to file a report online. Now he's charged with a felony attempt to influence a public servant.
So it wasn't even his niece. It was he just had a random picture of somebody?
Yeah, somebody else.
Can you imagine looking and you see your kid is missing? You're like, wait, and you go in their bedroom and you're like, nope, not missing, it's sleeping.
Spadil, what did you find out they charged him with?
Well, she said in there, a felony attempt to influence a public servant,
and
the penalty for that is 2 to 6 years in prison and a $500,000 fine.
Wow.
You know, and I'm really mad at this guy because I remember having feelings about this. About, you know, oh my God, concern and sadness.
I hate it.
Yeah, I did too.
When I get one of these with a kid that they're looking for, I literally, it affects me.
Me too.
Because I've got a kid, he's 6 years old, lying there but next to me at 9 o'clock at night, you know? And all of a sudden I look at my phone and there's a kid out there in a truck somewhere with some thief, bad guy, you know?
Yeah, right. And I just remember like, oh no, I got to share this right now because I want them to find, oh, I'm mad at him.
I can't believe it.
What a...
I'm mad at this guy because he caused Jamie to text me. I normally am asleep. Throw him in prison forever. He needed to buy sleep schedule.
Yeah, right.
Is that the craziest thing ever?
That is for sure the first.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This guy, I mean, in your right mind, he had to be drunk or he had to be something.
I mean,
had to be.
I mean, we can't say had to be. Maybe allegedly he was.
Maybe.
Remember, you have to say like allegedly.
I wonder if
it's like
he had
a thing.
Yeah, I wonder if he had this in his head already. Like the last time his truck got stolen, because he said it happened before, that he said to himself, you know what? Next time my truck gets stolen, because they don't really look for those, I'm gonna use some kid in the car.
I don't see how you just come up with that on the spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this guy in his back pocket, he already had it in his head.
Uh-huh.
Boom, I'm gonna use this.
That is nuts.
He probably should have Googled how long he's been in prison if you do use this.
I mean, or just take out your battery every night, you know?
I mean, it's a lot easier, isn't it? Well, guess what? He's not gonna be driving that truck for about 5 to 6 years.
Oh,
Oh, he's going to be in the big house with P. Diddy.
Oh, what?
I don't know where he's going.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with the subway guy.
We'll take a break. Sorry.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.